This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming via the satellite online as well. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those waitresses working in the all-night cafes, too. Thank you very much for the job you do, keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra, Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco friends over there working the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget our Merchant Marine, too. And check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I think flip like that one. There we go. That's a flip with a big thumbs up.
All right.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because the great country was founded on a Judeo-Christian basis. Now, the White House says President Trump was potentially exposed to the coronavirus on three separate occasions, but neither he nor the vice president have been tested yet.
Well, that's true. And I think that they're probably going to go get tested and all of that, but I don't think we need to worry at this time. In fact, Ronnie Jackson, I think that's his name, is former physician, said that as long as he's not showing any signs, there's no need to test him yet at this time. So he would, in fact, recommend not getting tested until he seems to express any kind of symptoms of any kind. So So far, so good.
Now, the SEC has told their D.C. employees to telecommute, which means they can commute from home, work from home using the laptops that they have, the government laptops, and do the job that they need to have to do. By the way, Boston has also canceled their St. Patrick's Day parade. We found out that the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, and the MLS, Major League Soccer, are closing their locker rooms. Only players and coaches, period.
Well, closing the locker room seems okay. The players don't want a bunch of people in there anyway, when there's no illness going around. But as far as the canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade and all that stuff, I think there's a little overreaction there. That's a great tradition in Boston and other cities that have these large St. Patrick's Day celebration parades. And I just think that the people need to be wise in how they conduct themselves as far as, the normal stuff. washing your hands, drinking plenty of fluids, just taking care of your health overall, and keeping it moving. I think that when you restrict all kinds of normal activities, you create a malaise, or too much stress, or should I say just too much worry about the situation. I think in some cases people are overreacting.
Now, today, Joe Biden has got a double-digit lead in Massachusetts over Bernie Sanders, and Bernie needs Michigan. And right now, it looks like as if Joe Biden is going to go away with it. But then again, I got to remind everybody, and this is correcting myself too, back in 2016, Hillary was up by double digits, and Bernie Sanders came out of nowhere and won big.
Well, that's true, but, you know, it still didn't go anywhere for him. You know, in the long run, Hillary won out for the Democrat side. It's just a slow vote to a victory here for Mr. Biden. And, I think Sanders has reached his zenith, so to speak, his height. And, I think he's reached as far as he can go. I really do. He's got a strong base, and they're all excited and all of that. But there's too many, especially black Americans, who are still psyched out by Sleepy Joe Biden, and they still love that guy for some reason. Don't ask me to try to explain why. But a lot of them still love old Crazy Joe, and they're willing to follow him no matter what. And I think that's going to continue to push Biden to victory for the Democrats.
Well, Senator Cory Booker yesterday endorsed Joe Biden, saying that he'll restore honor to the presidency.
that was funny. I saw that, and I laughed. I don't know anything about honor. It's just that a lot of dumb people are going to be voting for Biden in this primary season, and Biden will end up on top and getting defeated by Trump in November.
Well, we're going to talk about his brother here in just a little second when we come back from the break. We're going to tell you about James Biden and how he fits into the mix here with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And don't go anywhere, because it's about to get real interesting here on the program. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Here we go again. Yet another virus is plaguing our republic and throughout the world. This time it's corona. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, I find it both ironic and a bit irritating that as if on schedule, there is yet another virus to wreak mental havoc and media-driven anxiety for people who don't realize that the flu that shows up every year, but is for the most part ignored by the media and big government, has so far killed many more people than the alleged laboratory-created coronavirus. Maybe we should rename these occurrences scheduled incidents and just keep it moving. Remember the diseased caravans of 2018, the Zika virus of 2016? In 2014, we overcame the Ebola plague. Former President Ali Obama tried to make matters worse by bringing sick Ebola patients into our republic instead of sending medical help to Africa. In 2009, the doomsayer said we'd all be swept away by the swine flu. The bird flu paid us a visit in 2005. The bottom line is, this corona laboratory virus shall pass. And America the Beautiful will become greater than ever before if we make that happen. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's right here right now. So that was the Edwards Notebook. Everybody heard it. So what's your take?
I think it was great.
Well, I'm telling you. All right. Let's talk about James Biden. How great is he?
Not too good as far as I understand here. He's kind of, could be in big heap of trouble, being involved in scandals and the like. In fact, Joe Biden's corrupt brother, involved in the Ukraine scandal. Man, that could be kind of a bad issue for, Joe Biden as the campaign goes on and, he gets into it with Donald Trump. Can you imagine? Trump slamming him with that in the middle of a debate over issues. Seems that he's involved in some of, some hanky panky stuff. And,
well, he made $650,000 by using the Biden name and by, putting himself in a position where, he says, well, you know, you want to talk to my brother? You want to talk to the administration? I can do that. Right?
Yeah, just, you know, I just don't understand why it's not even a bigger issue than it has been so far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I should understand because the Dragon media is kind of helping out Joe Biden, and at all, you know, at all costs they're willing to protect this guy and his brother.
All right.
Because they hate Trump so much.
Okay,
so,
let's drift on over to the telephone lines here. We got a caller. This is Frank Farquhard from Seattle. Hello, Frank.
No, it's not. It's Backgammon Bob.
I know it was you. I just had to say that to see what you do. Go ahead.
With me.
Go ahead.
All right, anyway. Chuck Schumer, he's almost bordering on inciting a revolt. This is a republic, not a democracy, and we elect a president to make the decisions, and the Supreme Court is appointed by the president, and that's all part of our republic. Second thing, testing the president is not 100% reliable, and a false positive could prove very awkward. Anyway, that's it.
All right, well, the other thing is there's an active movement afoot to censure Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer by Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri. I'm not sure that that's going to go anywhere because Chuck's got a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle, and it's got to get at least 51 votes in order to pass. I'm not sure he's going to get it.
And even if he is censured, I mean, it's not really a big deal technically. I mean, you can't get him removed from office or anything like that. And so it's basically a stain on his record because of what he did. But it was very bad, in my opinion, what he did do, the way he threatened the two Supreme Court justices, because they happened to be, maybe pro-life, as if that's so horrible. Chucky is becoming quite emotional when it comes to that particular issue, as are many Democrats.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute, because the Supreme Court of the United States heard arguments last week, which is what started all this, in the first big abortion case since the confirmation of Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch. Now, the case was known as the June Medical Services versus Russo. Now, it comes from a Louisiana state law passed in 2014 requiring abortion clinics to have physicians who are recognized with admitting privileges at local hospitals. Now, pro-abortion advocates are using the case to argue that if a woman has a constitutional right to abortion, then she must have a constitutional right to access to abortion. It's a deadly logic, according to some. The pro-life Americans seem not yet to understand what's at stake in this case, but tellingly, the pro-abortion side understands it full well. The issues at stake are enormous, and that's written by Albert Mueller, and I just read his article that he put out. That's what I just did.
Yeah, and I agree with him, but here's the thing. Requiring proper medical personnel does not negate someone's constitutional right, if it is such a thing in reality, their constitutional right to go kill their baby. It doesn't obstruct their right to do that. That's the law. You can go kill your baby, but requiring medical attention. There have been many, many women that have been killed and botched up in these abortuaries, and where they didn't have proper medical personnel there, and in some cases the equipment was shoddy or too dirty or whatever. And so requiring proper medical personnel on the scene, I don't think that's too much of a restriction.
Now, Texas, the Democrats there have announced a statewide voter drive to unseat Donald Trump. We've heard this before. They tried it with Beto O'Rourke, remember?
Well, the Democrats, of course, are trying their desperate best to turn, you know, Texas blue, because as we all know, that if Texas goes blue, we're through. You know, as a republic, you know, the Democrats will have an extreme advantage when it comes to electoral college and all of that. And you know what the Democrats now want to do to our country. And so we've got a heck of a situation here that we need to hold on to Texas and places like Florida as well, which is also very important in this upcoming election. These places have to remain red. And so we have to do things to counter what the Democrats are doing in places like Texas and Florida and elsewhere.
Mm. Now, let's take a look here at something else here for a second. The Philadelphia Bar Association has been advising the resistance in Philadelphia about ICE and how to not get themselves picked up by ICE.
You know, when I read that about that, and, you know, Captain, you know, when these dunderheads, like in Philadelphia, and there are other cities that have the same mentality, they're in office, I thought, to serve the people of the city, the people that vote them into office, that and the other Americans. And for these people to want to obstruct ICE from picking up illegal border crossers, which are costing our nation $160 billion a year, at least, and costing many American lives, damage to property, this, that, and the other. And the ICE agents are there to pick them up because it's safer, they're unarmed, and they're easy to grab. And for these people in Philadelphia and other cities to want to hide out and protect these illegal border crossers at our expense, I think it's criminal. It's criminal.
Okay. Now, the New York Attorney General has told former, well, I guess, I don't know if he still is or not, but he was a pastor at one time, Jim Baker. He's pretty much got a television show now is what he's doing. Told him to stop hawking the silver solution as COVID-19, as a COVID-19 cure. Apparently, he's on a television station in New York City, and he's telling all these people, well, this is a cure. You got to buy this, and it'll cure you from the COVID-19, from the coronavirus. You won't have any more, or something like that. But I guess it's just not true.
I don't know if it's true or if it is not true. If people have bought it and they're not getting any results, or they don't get any results, then they can take them to court or whatever.
But he's been told to cease and desist.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's pharma, too. Big pharma could be talking, too. So,
alrighty.
That's another issue.
We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right, take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And coming back, we will have the dynamically sensational and just scurrilific individual that she is, Brooke Emery from Brooke's Way. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with the Brookster on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with a detailed update on coronavirus and the administration's efforts. The president speaking in the White House briefing room with all members of the coronavirus task force by his side.
We're also working with the industries, including the airline industry, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later.
The Grand Princess cruise ship docked now in Oakland, California. Sick passengers have been taken off and transported to area hospitals. Canadian citizens flown back to their country. And U.S. citizens will be coming off in waves and will be transported to military bases for testing and a 14-day quarantine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Dave Costa. That's the Renegade Aviator, Dave Costa. We appreciate him very much. Catch his program on many of these same stations on the weekend. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Now, most car dealerships have about 30, maybe 40 pre-owned vehicles there available for sale, but when you shop one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships or the Moss Acura or the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealer, you will find hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Now, you also get great peace of mind there, too, because every used vehicle bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. Now, with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. You can also save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. And if you tell them the captain sent you, don't forget, you get an extra $500 off your vehicle purchase. So, three Moss Nissan locations to serve you, one at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, the other on U.S. 19 in Crystal River, and, of course, the Moss Wholesale to the Public on U.S. 19 in Homosassa Springs. And now, at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, you can have not only a Moss Nissan dealership, but right next door to it, a brand-new Moss Acura dealership. Check them out online, Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you a bunch of money. That's what it's all about, is saving money, right? Getting the best deal you can on a vehicle. That's what it's all about. Not to be outdone, we've got our compadres out here. Bill Maher went on a tear the other day, an absolute flat-out tear, defending Chris Matthews after MSNBC, after he quit MSNBC. Listen to this conversation.
Laura Bassett, when it's 4 years ago, he said, she's in makeup. He said, why haven't I fallen in love with you yet? Yes, it is creepy, but she said, I was afraid to name him at the time for fear of retaliation. Democrats lose.
Empower all this lunacy, and it's a very serious thing that's gone on here, because if every woman, if we are now empowered to take a flamethrower to every mosquito, then we become the thing we hate.
Well, leave it to Bill Maher, right, to be the Bill Maher that we all know that he is. But he is what he is. Now, Joe Biden also talked about increasing educational money to children. Listen to this little conversation he had.
School, not daycare, for three, four, and five years old, increasing exponentially the prospects of their success. Free community college, providing credentials needed for jobs in the 21st century.
Free. Ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing free. But somebody's going to pay for it. Who do you think it's going to be? Us. Us. All right. Bernie Sanders was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Of course, he's going to pull out all the stops to try to win Michigan. Here's what he had to say.
Well, we believe that Donald Trump is a hoax. You ready for a radical idea? This looks like a radical audience. You ready? All right. Hold on. I don't want anybody fainting. Our administration will believe in science. Right-wing extremism.
By the way, remember when Bernie got into trouble for the Castro phrase, which has just spread like wildfire down here in my home state, Florida? He backpedaled a bit. Here's what he had to say to Chris Wallace.
I've got two more questions I want to try to squeeze in here, sir. There's been a lot of talk recently about your support for certain aspects, and I emphasize that, aspects of Castro's Cuba. There's a story that came out this week that back in 2014, you were part of a congressional delegation that went to Cuba, and that you met with an American political prisoner there named Alan Gross, and he says this is the conversation the two of you had.
He said, quote, I don't know what's so wrong with this country. How could he be so insensitive to make that remark to a political hostage? Me.
Senator, did you say that to an American political prisoner in Cuba?
I remember that trip very well, and I remember the terrible conditions that Mr. Gross lived in. His teeth were rotting. I did not make that statement. Why Mr. Gross is saying that, I have no idea, but I did not make that statement. Look, Cuba is an authoritarian country. Saudi Arabia is an authoritarian country. And Chris, if you check my record, I happen to be maybe old-fashioned, not like Donald Trump. I don't think Putin is a nice guy. I don't think Kim Jong-un of North Korea is a nice guy. I speak out for democracy all over the world, whether it is in Cuba, whether it's in Saudi Arabia, whether it's in Russia, wherever it is.
Now, Hillary Clinton came out and had something interesting to say about Bernie Sanders This is just a short little clip here, but listen to what she had to say about Bernie and what she didn't say about Joe Biden.
If Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee, will you campaign for him?
I will support the nominee of the Democratic Party.
Or will you campaign for him?
I don't know if he would ask me to campaign for him, Fareed, because I have no idea what he is thinking about for a general election campaign. As I've said many times, I do not think he's our strongest nominee against Donald Trump.
Is that an endorsement of Joe Biden?
I'm not endorsing.
There's nobody left.
Well, I guess that's true. There isn't anybody left.
There's Tulsi Gabbard. How come all these people keep forgetting about Tulsi, who, by the way, got gerrymandered, if you will, out of the debate? Isn't that something? Unbelievable. And good morning, Sunshine. Good morning. Who else is in there? Let's see. The chat room's going wild right here, right now. Good morning, Eric and Seminole. Good morning, Sunshine. Good morning. Ron's in there. Oh, there's LJ. Hello, LJ. How are you? And hope you're doing well. And Zach is in there, too. Gosh, got a whole bunch of folks in there. And by the way, if you want to get in the chat room and converse, you can do that. It's called the Captain's Group. All you got to do is go to the official Captain's America Third Watch page and like the page. And once you do that, then you're eligible for me to put you into the chat room. But you got to do that, because if you don't do that, I can't get you in there. Richard the Marine, took him a while to figure that out, but he finally did. So there you go. There you go. All right. And I don't know what Ron's talking about. Boy, they're having quite a long-winded conversation there. Okay, well, Senator Cruz, Congressman Collins, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Mark Meadows, the new chief of staff, Congressman Gozar, are all currently in quarantine, self-quarantine, because of the fact they came in contact with a coronavirus patient. Now, they also came in contact with Donald Trump, the president. He's not doing anything yet. Not sure he's going to have to. We'll see. And not sure anything's going to come out of these guys here by doing what they're doing either. But the fact of the matter is, you got to be careful, and they have to make sure of the fact that they didn't come down with something, too, as a result of all this. Now, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, there was a vaccine yesterday that was introduced. It's going to be worked on, tested. The CDC has it. And what happens next? Don't know. It can take as much as a year for the vaccine to hit the ground running. But we'll see what happens. More on the Captain's America Third Watch final segment coming up in just about 3.5 minutes from right now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Bruce.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Well, for today, Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny to partly sunny. The winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a light chop today. Seas will start out 1 to 2, then go 2 to 4. The Gulf water and bay water temperature are both the same today, 66 degrees. We had our high tide at 2:57 a.m. Our low tide is coming around at 9:45 a.m. And remember, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club to tell an amazing story. Just 4 years ago, 10 locations, now up to 30, and more coming. Just 4 years ago, 100 boats, now up to 500. And talk about amazing growth. How'd they do it, you ask? Simple. They're amazing people and fantastic service. That's how. Now, there's a Freedom Boat Club location within the sound of my voice because they have 213 locations across America, many where I'm broadcasting right now. Just go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, to find out more. Now, that website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, to find out more info about the Freedom Boat Club. Now, active duty military, veterans, current and retired first responders, teachers, plus members of the medical profession, all get discounts on their membership. And they hire the veterans. They hire the veterans. So if you're a veteran, you're looking for work, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's Freedom Boat Club, the no-hassle way to go boating. 855-FREEDOM, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. By the way, don't forget you can take a sunset cruise on a Freedom Boat Club boat from any of the Tampa Bay locations to see what it's like on the water. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM and set that up so you can go out there and find out what's going on. And they also offer fishing seminars with one of their great Freedom Boat Club captains, too. You want to find out how to catch the big old lunkers? They'll tell you. They'll tell you. They won't tell you where their secret fishing place is, but they'll come close. They'll come close. All righty. 60% of the Republicans polled see the coronavirus scare as a tool to get at President Trump. Now, like most everything else in America today, views of the coronavirus and the government, the response to it, are heavily colored by politics. Democrats are most likely to see the new virus as a threat and to criticize the government's response, whereas Republicans see it as an anti-Trump agenda at work, and they're working to defend the president. Now, the latest Rasmussen reports, a national survey, shows that 46% of all likely U.S. voters rate the federal government's response to the coronavirus as good to excellent. Meanwhile, 30% say they're doing a poor job. That's a 16% plus on the better job versus poor job. And by comparison, 40% of Americans gave the government's response to Ebola a good or excellent mark back in October of 2014 after the first case was diagnosed in this country. Less than 3 weeks later, that number had fallen to 31%. Now, as a closer look at the later findings shows, 70% of Republicans give the government positive remarks for its response to date, while 31% of the Democrats and 35% of voters not affiliated with either major party either disagree or don't have an opinion. Now, for 67% of the Democrats and 50% of unaffiliated voters, the coronavirus is a major health threat to the United States. But 60% of Republicans believe instead that the media and some politicians are playing up to the threat of a coronavirus to hurt President Trump. Again, amongst all voters, 49% see the virus as a major health threat to the country, while 35% think the media and some politicians are playing it up to hurt the president. And 11% say that they just don't have an opinion. But 49 to 35 is the number there, plus 14 for the people that believe it's a major threat. And again, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Oh, by the way, Convention of States coming up Saturday. They're going to have a meeting over at Muggs and Icott Center in Largo. 11 a.m. it starts. Stop on by, see what's going on. You never know who you might see there. And Two Guys Gun Show coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Largo at the Mindreg Hall. Now, that's 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. And Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. Stop by, check out all the antique weapons that they have there. large display of antique weapons from the Revolutionary Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam Wars II. And you'll also find something else that you might not find anywhere, and that's quite a selection of knives. And I believe the guy that had the fishing exhibit, fishing poles and reels and rods and all that, I think he'll be there again. So stop by and see him too. Now, even though stocks were slammed, and even though trading was halted minutes after opening yesterday, right now, I'm looking over at the futures. I'm going to look again. And the futures today are way up. So, the market's coming back today. And we'll see how that all plays out. But right now, the market is way up. And that's a good thing. We'll just see where it finishes at the end of the day. Okay. And Eric, you have yourself a good day. Eric is chiming out there. We appreciate him very much. And Cousin Vinny, it's been fun listening to you tonight. By the way, Russia, Saudi Arabia, I think they're done playing with the oil for a little bit. They're getting what they're not getting necessarily what they wanted, because West Texas crude trading to start the day, 31.13, down 32%. Brent crude trading to start the day, 34.36, down 31%. Gasoline, wholesale price without the tax, boatload, pipeline load, train load, $1.14 a gallon without the tax. Add the tax to it and you figure out what the price is along with the cost of transportation. Usually about 10 cents a gallon depending on where you're at. More if you're way up in the middle of nowhere without any refineries anywhere near you. But, wow, you talk about prices coming down, they're going to have to. And we heard that the prices in some parts of the country were down to $1.90 or slightly lower than that. And that's all good. That's all good. By the way, before we go, I've got to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase, too, at Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K, apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. Alrighty, well, we got to trot on out of here right now, and I will be back tonight with a lot more, and I'm telling you, we're going to have all the latest on the six states that are voting today, 352 delegates are for grabs in six states. We're going to have all that for you tonight, as well as probably more of the coronavirus. Good Lord. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. See ya.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.